Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Shaping Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Lemon. Thank you so much for tuning in. And on today's episode, I just want to do a deep dive into how you really leverage podcast guesting on if you're a small business or if you're doing something that's nationwide. So I'm going to share a clip from my episode 136 that I did on the Joe Lemon Show, which is my overall podcast around healthcare providers and people that are just really making an impact in that space. And I want to talk about Iggy Fanlo. He's the founder of Cloud Med Spas, and he really has been leveraging podcast guesting to get his brand more exposure and by going on other people's shows, so going on other people's platforms, OPP, and really making sure that his brand is getting out there by going on to the major networks. I mean, if you have the right, if you're from the right audience, this is like one of the best things since hands in pockets, since like sliced bread, because if you have a niche audience that's hard to get to and you know that there's a platform, there's a podcast out there, there's a YouTube show that they're engaged in, and you can get featured as a guest on that show and they could paint your brand in the right light, man, I can't think of too many better ways. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode with Iggy Fanlo. And obviously you're in Boston, but what's the whole vision plan to go to market and bring it nationwide?
Yeah, it's funny. Podcast is an interesting methodology for it. And I did a couple of podcasts. We had planned on doing the software version 2023. So we'll come out with it in January 2023. And we did a couple of podcasts with big podcasters in the aesthetic space, Aesthetic Records podcast, Grant Stevens podcast, and then Terry Ross. And we got dozens of folks calling us up, say, hey, how do I franchise this? How do I get that model? Yeah. And we're like, shit, we need to accelerate this. And so I guess this time, a little more than October of last year, we started it, we offered it, and we had perfected it ourselves. Like I said, we did it that way, architected it. So we were just an internal client. All our software, our two locations were just outlets of our software. And we launched it, and now we have 13 other locations from Atlanta. It's Alpharetta, actually. To North Carolina, to several in Boston, to one in New Jersey, Chicago, and Beverly Hills. And I would think we'll get another 15 to 20 in 2024. And now that we're also offering this semaglutide option, I think it is such an incredible, it's not even an arrow, it's like a bazooka in their quiver. To generate leads and then therefore revenue for themselves and other options for their providers, and to have a full suite of tools for your patients if you're a provider. Like, you can offer this too. Now, they go through the system, they talk to the endocrinologist. The provider doesn't even need to be involved whatsoever in the medical process. So we have doctors who are, we have dentists, we have nurses, and we have just entrepreneurs. Who, because at the end of the day, you're just a landlord. You are a landlord. It's like a hotel.
Wow.
If you're excited about this kind of opportunity as a med spa owner, as an entrepreneur, as any health, I'm going to call it health adjacent area. If you're a dentist, a chiropractor, a physical therapist, maybe a personal trainer, and you have extra space, you turn us on and you start monetizing that space. Another analogy is Airbnb people have used. It's like, I can take my space, put a couple of chairs in there, and now I start renting it out to a super high margin business. Our providers make $200 to $300 an hour their patients. And I can go through the math with you. It's really simple.
Yeah, please come on. I mean, now I'm like, I'm trying to salivate here a little bit.
Let's do the math.
All right, so let's pause right there because Iggy was bringing it. And if you want to hear all the math and everything, go back to episode 136 on the Joe Lemon Show. You can hear the full conversation, dives in deeper into that model. But I want to take a quick second and highlight his podcasting guesting strategy. I think this is really important to dissect for a second. So when you think about what he did originally, he got his first initial traction off of going on to other people's podcasts, other big podcast hosts that had a lot of audience directed toward his niche community, which is he's trying to reach private practice owners that are interested in growing their med spa practice. Now, a lot of times, notice it's not only healthcare providers that are into this space. A lot of times you'll have business owners, you'll have people that are healthcare adjacent going into this world where they're opening up med spas within their actual facility. This is all done through subleasing. So he's really targeting that market. I think it's good to highlight knowing who exactly who you want to target, but knowing the nuances of what's happening in their space, because it's not every community and every niche has their own weird way of operating, or I should say unique way of like operating, right? And the actual med spa world is so fragmented, like most areas of healthcare, that finding out how to get in front of them is challenging. And leveraging podcasting to really target like really niche populations of people that have a unique struggle, I think is great, because it allows you to build trust over time by going on other people's platform, having a longer form conversation, let's call it 15 to 45 minutes. This allows you to really like lay out why you are the person that could possibly help them relieve some of that pain that they're experiencing. If for instance, in like Iggy's case, landlord owners or business owners that were trying to fill up all their actual medical space, right? So he comes in and does that Airbnb model. And now I want to get back into the podcast and let him share with you his actual like call to action, because that's one thing that I didn't do well when I first got into podcasting, is not having strong call to actions, giving people directions of what you want them to do after they consume your information, after you hear your interview, what's the next step, right? So let's say you can do what Iggy did and you say, hey, I've built out a solution, I have a business that solves that problem for people that are trying to monetize their unused medical space. And then having a good way that you can say, hey, I'm looking for these type of people to help work with, and this is how you get started with us. He does that really well throughout most of the actual interview. But with that, let's let Iggy pick it back up from there.
It's a really interesting model, but we can spool someone up in under 24 hours.
Wow.
If you're excited about this kind of opportunity as a med spa owner, as an entrepreneur, as any health adjacent area, if you're a dentist, a chiropractor, a physical therapist, a personal trainer, and you have extra space, you turn us on and you start monetizing that space. I can take my space, put a couple chairs in there, and now I start renting it out to a super high margin business. Our providers make $200-$300 an hour.
All right, so last pause of this episode, and you just heard him do his call to action. He called out the people he wanted to work with, those people that are landlord owners that have the extra space looking to make more money. Please note that, because if you're going to do content at some point, especially when you go on other people's platform, that's what podcast guesting is. I probably should have slowed down and said that earlier, is that you're going on other people's shows, you're getting access to other people's audience, OPP, right? I mean, if you're getting access to other podcasters' audience, I think that is really good to have a call to action that is giving good value to the people that you're putting them in front of. So going on other shows is one way. The other way is to build up your own platform. Now, Iggy's business is a platform that empowers other people. So it's a way that brands can collaborate, work together, and allow this win-win thing to happen that you get from platforms, which is a community process. Now, that's if you're talking about with the software, and that's what he's going to dive into next on his business. But be thinking about how that applies if you have your own podcast. This is a platform. This is my platform. I bring people on, like Iggy. They come on, they share their stuff. Now we can cross-promote, we can collaborate. It's a way that I can get more people, more access to larger audiences without paying for advertising. So with that being said, notice that having your own show is essentially another platform in a way that you can cross promote and collaborate with others. I'll let Iggy take it from here and then we'll wrap up.
One of the canonical examples, Anker, A-N-K-E-R, they do battery and other storage.
All the plugs and all that. Yeah.
They're over $1 billion company and they've only sold on Amazon ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
My guess is they have a website now, but 95% of their sales come through Amazon. Platforms do that, right? You allow people to build their own businesses and profitable ones. But in our case, it's more just like a Marriott. I know that seems like a weird example. People say, oh, Marriott hotels, there's so many of them. Marriott only owns a handful of hotels, 3-4 hotels. They lease the name, and they also are they're a management services organization. They manage hotels for Four Points, Hilton, Ritz-Carlton, Sheraton. They just realized you be the infrastructure underneath it. You provide all that software and services and procurement services. And it's a much more capital light, much more cost efficient business. And then the other folks can also get a piece of the pie because they can build a brand. Our partner in Beverly Hills, he has authorized me to use his name, is Dr. Jonathan Sykes. super famous plastic surgeon out of Sacramento, but he's in LA too. And he's opening a place, one of the Cloud Med Spa in Beverly Hills, but he's looking in Nashville, Austin, Scottsdale, New York. And yeah, he wants to create a brand and then potentially be able to monetize that brand, selling it down the road. Just like there are brands on Amazon that sells exclusively on Amazon Marketplace. One of the canonical examples, Anker, A-N-K-E-R. They do battery and other storage.
All the plugs and all that. Yeah.
They're over $1 billion company and they've only sold on Amazon ever.
Really?
95% of their sales come through Amazon. So I'm just saying it's a $1 billion company. Platforms do that, right? You allow people to build their own businesses and profitable ones. And by the way, that's another thing I've learned. I've probably got emphasized to me was, you know, everybody says, well, what's the secret to success? What is the common denominator for your winning cloud med spas? Now, we only have 13 or 14, but we have over 100 providers, and I could see there's a commonality to both. Yeah. It's this magic thing called hard work and elbow grease. You know, the people who just expect the money to fall from the sky, somehow it's clear and dry. But the people that work hard, put in the hours, talking to provide, like the cloud med spa, you know, we have a guy in Chicago. I just love him. He's so fantastic. He's been in business for less than 60 days. He has talked to 300 or 400 providers on the phone, winnowed it down to 30 or 40 that came by. And in a matter of weeks, he had 10 folks renting from him. That took us 6 to 10 months in Boston. I mean, he just killed it. He's still hungry. He doesn't think he's done well enough, but I'm just like, he put in the elbow grease. And there's other people. Oh yeah, I might do some social media. I might do this. I might do that. And sure enough, they have one provider after 5 months, you know, and it's like, hey, this is really simple. You put the work in, you get the people and by the way, they're successful. So in Boston now we get 6, 10, 12 providers every month new. Mm-hmm. We only lose one or two about each month. So we keep growing and we haven't spent a dime or done anything because now it's just organic because the community is big enough that they say, hey, have you heard about this cloud med spa thing? Oh my God, I do it. Here's what I do. I make money. I make $200-$300. And it's nurses who are working three shifts are like, this is so much better. I can make more money, work one quarter of the time and have my single moms who want to spend time with their kids.
Yeah.
We have a provider down in Texas and Fort Worth. She has I can't mention her name, but she has a child with special needs. And she was like, how do I balance this? Now she's working 2 days a week, making $100,000. It's insane. It's insane that the things you can do and help people and they get control over their lives. And the owners do well too. The owners do really well if they just keep getting the place full. That's why I tell them, they go, should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? I said, no, just do one thing. Focus your entire life on acquiring providers. And retaining them, but acquiring them. We have the systems in place that unless the place is like stinks or has bad smells or something, if you have a good place and you service them well and spend your time acquiring them, they'll start acquiring themselves. You'll just create a great feedback loop.
And so with that, it's a wrap. And I thought it'd be great to just end on that note of simplicity. I've been guilty of being like the master of complicating things that don't need to be complicated. And the older I get, the more I see value in being able to simplify whatever your strategy is, simplify your messaging, whatever you're trying to accomplish. Normally less is more in most places, right? And so being able to figure out what angle you want, what approach you want to go with. He chose podcast guesting at the top of the funnel to attract more people by going on to other people's shows. And then notice how he advises the people that are coming onto his platform. Hey, there's no magic behind whatever you want to accomplish. Just doing the hard work, doing the things over and over again, and knowing that you have your sights targeted towards something. Same thing applies here. And whatever your marketing strategy is, whether it's podcast guesting, hosting your own platform, hosting your own podcast, I should say, then making that the focus and just doing the boring work over and over again. So hope you guys enjoyed this quick breakdown of conversation with Iggy. Again, if you haven't heard the whole episode, take time to do that. I think it's worth a listen, especially to anybody that's in this healthcare adjacent space where you're into wellness, you're a personal trainer, you're a vet medicine specialist, you're in physical medicine, whatever it may be. I think there's a lot to be taken away from of having, seeing how we can all work together to cross promote, to collaborate, and most importantly, man, just get better outcomes for people that we're trying to serve. So with that being said, stay tuned for more episodes. I look forward to bringing more people like Iggy on the show. And if you have something meaningful to say about healthcare, I'd love to have you there so we can find time to connect. Go over to thejoelemonshow.com, fill out the form as a guest. We'll love to see if it can make sense for us to have you on the show. All right, I'm done. You guys get back to enjoying your week.